From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Bush's top advisors are defending the case he made for war against Iraq. This past week, the White House acknowledged the president made an unfounded claim in his State of the Union speech. The president accused Iraq of seeking to buy uranium in Africa. Today, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told Fox News that wasn't the only piece of evidence against Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein.
It is ludicrous to suggest that the President of the United States went to war on the question of whether Saddam Hussein sought uranium from Africa. This was a part of a very broad case that the President laid out in the State of the Union and other places. But the statement that he made was indeed accurate. So the British government did say that.
According to Rice, the President did not claim that the information about the uranium was actually correct. The President merely said that British authorities said so. Rice has blamed the mistake on CIA Director George Tenet. Tenet accepted responsibility. White House aides say the matter is now closed, but a key member of the Senate Intelligence Committee says it's not. Democrat Jay Rockefeller says George Tenet may be asked to testify in a closed session as soon as this week. In an interview from his home state of West Virginia, Senator Rockefeller charged that Condoleezza Rice herself had to know the information was doubtful.
The entire intelligence community has been very skeptical about this from the very beginning. It is beyond my credulity that Condi Rice did not know about this, that people around her, maybe higher up, did not know about this. They said the speech went through 25 drafts. I can't believe that George Tenet, it was not written at the CIA, it was written in the White House. I can't believe that George Tenet was asked to come over 25 times to look at these things. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, Steve, and it's wrong.
Well, now, looking at this statement by George Tenet, the director of the CIA, it's quite a detailed statement that's actually available on the CIA website. It does not say that the CIA came up with this information and pushed it on the president. It says that the White House wanted this information and that, quote, agency officials in the end concurred. What do you know about exactly who originally wanted to put this piece of information in the president's mouth?
I think that's what we do need to know, and I think that's what we do not know. I mean, October 7th and, two-thirds of a year ago or more in Cincinnati, George Tenet personally intervened with a fellow named Steve Hadley, who works for Vice President Cheney, deputy to him, told him to keep it out, don't bring it up. I mean, the White House had to know this. They had to know this. And what is offensive to me, in a sense morally, is that they make George Tenet be the good soldier, which he is, but they had to have known about it themselves. In fact, I think probably in great detail, and have not owned up to their own shortcomings. And what is fundamentally the problem with this, Steve, is that it says to the intelligence community generally in this country the worst possible message, and that is when you're doing your intelligence, you better be aware of what kind of an intelligence product the president may be seeking.
Well, Senator Rockefeller, as a senator and as a member of the Intelligence Committee, you have access yourself to a great deal of intelligence information. Why didn't you or other lawmakers speak up when the president was making what turned out to be false statements?
Well, it turns out that we did. I did immediately afterwards when the International Atomic Energy Commission came out and debunked the whole thing, and I called for the FBI to investigate. Pat Roberts, who's chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and my colleague, we've jointly called both for the investigative arm of the CIA and the State Department to investigate this matter.
Well, now, administration officials have said that this is just one piece of evidence, that it was just a sentence or two in a speech. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos this morning, and let's listen to just a little bit of what he had to say.
George Tenet's statement says it all. That there were 12 or 16 words that were in there. They were technically correct, that the reporting that the British had said that. The British today still believe they're accurate.
Senator Rockefeller, is this just one small statement, or is it something
more? No, it isn't. It isn't at all. He also talked about Al-Qaeda's relationship with Iraq. I don't think anybody has ever taken that seriously. So that's another piece which Don Rumsfeld and did not mention. So, I mean, it's complex, and it's all these other things. But at the root of all of this, accountability in American government counts. And to dump the accountability on George Tenet, who heads intelligence, the director of intelligence, I think is disingenuous and dishonorable on the part of the White House. And I think that Condi Rice knew everything that George Tenet knew, and somehow she was the one who pointed the finger at George Tenet and said, "No, you take the fall."
Senator, one final question, if I may. You voted, I believe, in favor of the war.
I did, in favor of Resolution 1441.
Were you deceived into voting that way?
I don't think so, but there's no question that on weapons of mass destruction, all three of the principal points that the president made, that is the relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda, the Niger, and then the final part was, of course, generally the matter of weapons of mass destruction, none of which have yet been found. That's not to say that they won't be, and that's not to say that the president was wrong. But, all the three basic parts of that speech with respect to going in or not into Iraq are now in question.
As somebody who voted in favor of the war, what remains of the case for war against Iraq? What justification has not been discredited or discounted at this point?
The president is still correct about the stability within the region. We made a mistake in 1991 in not completing our mission in the first Gulf War, and he was a very dangerous person, still is, because I believe he's still alive and has an enormous effect on Iraq. But based upon what the president said, that I think that it was an acceptable vote. Now I think it's being cast more with doubt. And, I have to understand that.
Jay Rockefeller is a Democratic senator from West Virginia. Senator, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
For more of our interview with Senator Rockefeller, you can go to our website at npr.org.